Good afternoon. Many of you have expressed your concern when going to the dentist or, ultimately, with regard to any type of inoculation due to the well-founded fear of the introduction of graphene into our body. First of all, I would like to point out that the only anesthetic for dental use out of the many analyzed on the official channel, also from La Quinta Columna, Mira AL Microscopio, which is also made up of more than 25,000 independent observers, and that does not contain graphene or its derivatives, is this one, which appears just below the video. Levobupivacaine 1.25 mg from the CABI laboratory. However, from La Quinta Columna, we have developed a technique that we're going to call Sevillano Delgado Magnetothermal Depuration Technique. But what does this technique consist of? It consists of purifying the toxic material using sources of heat and magnetism. But how effective is this technique? The procedure is simple. All we need is a heat source, for example a heater, and a small magnet. Let's see a simple example. In my hands I have different types of anesthetics. Mepivacaine, lidocaine, epinephrine norman, and ultracaine. They are all local anesthetics for dental use. Notice that each vial has a small rubber stopper, which is this one here, and a termination, which is where the syringe is inserted to extract the anesthetic liquid, which is this one here, a small aluminum stopper. Approximately 1/5 of each vial is extracted. Our purpose is to purify this fifth part from graphene, which in the end is what will be inoculated into our organism during the anesthetic procedure. How do we do it? First of all, with the help of a heater or other heat source, we heat the vial container until it has reached approximately body temperature, or a little more, approximately 37 degrees Celsius or more. Then, we get a magnet of any shape or size, but relatively powerful. For example, I've taken this one. Approximately 25 kilos of pressure. We take the vial to be inoculated and place it so that the rubber stopper is facing downwards. And with the magnet we make at least 5 passes from top to bottom in the following way. Once the 5 passes have been made, leave the magnet on the lower part of the vial, which contains the rubber stopper, for 10 seconds. We would leave it here for approximately 10 seconds. From that moment on, the anesthetist or dentist will obtain the liquid to be inoculated from the upper part of the vial, for which the syringe should only be introduced minimally, with the intention of obtaining the solution from the upper part. But let's see how effective this technique is with the help of the Axana Kiles 2 microscope. And we'll do so by comparing the analysis of these samples before and after applying this technique. Ultracaine anesthetics. Ultracaine anesthetic with magnetothermal technique. Mepivacaina, anesthetic. Mepivacaina, anesthetic, with magnetothermal technique. Virtually clean of graphene. Total absence of bands and filaments. In La Quinta Columna, we continue to work on perfecting the purification technique, but it's certainly a breakthrough to be considered. Research and true science at the service of the human being. Search on Telegram, LA Quinta Columna TV and Mira AL Microscopio.